On September 1st, 1939, I began working for the people's welfare in Sendlingerstrasse. I was happy as a lark. A clerk's starting salary was 80 marks. At my interview, the director had promised me 100 marks. I was so happy. So on September 1st, I started to work. And right at the start, we were told the Führer was about to speak. Everyone went to the personal room. I simply didn't listen. I found the bawling on the radio so off-putting. But my colleagues fascinated me. I looked at them and I was happy. There were so many young people, some my age, some a bit older. And then suddenly, a young woman blew her nose. I looked and I saw she was crying. Later I learned she was the daughter of a Munich city councillor who had been interned in 1933. Then I heard Hitler say, "We have been returning. We have been returning fire since 5:45 a.m. So war had broken out. There was always a little bit less on the food ration cards, and you had to keep tightening your belt. But the worst thing was, the young men were drafted one after another. Soon there was no one left in our office. The colleague I'd fallen in love with was also drafted, first to labor service, and then, without a day's break, to the military. He was home on leave once. That was the last time we saw each other. Otherwise, there were only field post letters. I often waited weeks for them. When a letter came, it was 4 or 6 weeks old. Only one of my people's welfare colleagues returned. There were 6, and only one came back. My boyfriend was reported missing in action. When I look at pictures of my school friends, only 1 in 3 came back. 2/3 fell. Those were the men born in 1921 and 22 who had to fight the Russian campaign. That's where the worst losses were.